Back in April, tribal leaderships established health checkpoints that restricted travel. Non-residents who are non-essential are turned away, while residents and essential non-residents must fill out health questionnaire.
We've had two positive cases, and because of these checkpoints, we do know when the patients left, we know where they were, and we know when they came back.
Harold Frazier is the chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. He says these checkpoints are the tribe's first line of defense against the virus. He fears if they weren't in place, the virus can quickly spread between communities on the reservation. Frazier only has to look south to see the damage.
Just looking at Navajo, what's going on down there, and that's our concern, you know. And it seems we have a very high, what they deem a vulnerable population with all the health disparities that goes on in Indian country. And I mean, we go on and on why, but bottom line is, you know, it could easily happen to us.
The Navajo Nation is one of the largest reservations in the United States. As of June 3rd, they have recorded a total of 5,661 confirmed cases. Frazier says one of the main reasons it spread so fast is because of the stark contrast of how life on the reservation is compared to the rest of the state and nation.
Definitely one of the things I'd always point out is the living conditions of our people. We're not like mainstream South Dakota or America, where two or three people at a home or five people at the most, everyone has a bedroom. You know, it's always, you know, 12 to 20 people in a house, two, three families share bedrooms because there's just not enough housing available for our people.
The tribe has also made precautions so that no one will go hungry during the pandemic.
We were really fortunate. You know, we do have a buffalo herd, elk herd. We do have a cattle ranch, the tribe does. But one of the things that we're really proud about is a lot of our ranchers stepped up. There's been probably about 60 of them so far that have donated a beef to the tribe. So we have been processing them, storing them, and just ready for whatever may need to happen. And, you know, that was one of the main things at the very beginning, was making sure that our people wouldn't go without food. So we've been storing that. I think we're over 10,000 pounds of hamburger waiting.
Recently, Governor Kristi Noem threatened legal action against Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and the Ogallala Sioux Tribe for their use of checkpoints. She has not followed through on that threat, but Chairman Frazier says if it weren't for their checkpoints, nothing would have gotten done in the first place.
You know, we just feel, and you know, I believe that the BIA, the federal government, has a trust responsibility, and you know, it's just they haven't really stepped up like I felt that they should have. And you know, and because they won't step up, it forces us to. And so if we're going to step up, we're going to do it our way, you know. I mean, you know, if they would have been doing all these things, we wouldn't have to be doing checkpoints and stuff like that, but you know, we can't wait for them.
Fighting to keep his people safe from the coronavirus pandemic is at the forefront of Frazier's mind. Otherwise, he remains hopeful.
Every day I always remind everybody to be patient and stay positive, and we need to stay united, and we need to stay strong in our prayers, and if we do all these things, that you know, we'll be able to get by this a lot easier than what it is.
Frazier says he hopes someday there is a vaccine. He says until then, he will keep the checkpoints in the status quo to keep people safe on the reservation. For SDPB, I'm Richard Tubels in Rapid City.